Thanks for continuing to join me here in our discussion of our mission statement for student ministries. This is part four, and we're right in the middle, actually, of talking about the church. And our mission statement is that we nurture and commission students who love God, who love His church, and who love their generation. And in the last audio, we started talking about students who love His church. And I drew the distinction between the church as an organization and the church as an organism, and focusing in the church as an organization on the fact that we have a king and that we have officers and that we have sacraments and we have a gospel, we have pardon and law and benediction and all these things that are set for us in Scripture. They're not evolving. We're not coming up with new sacraments or anything like that. That's set. They're given to us by Christ. It's an organization. And the organization runs the way Christ has called it to run. He said, the church as an organization, you are to be baptizing. You are to be making disciples. You are to be teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. The church doesn't get to change its purpose. As an organization, the church has a worship service. And we address our people and we listen to it, and that's what we receive as the citizens of the kingdom. We receive the gospel. We take it in. We eat it. We believe it. As the church as an organization, I'm going to talk about the church as an organism now, because the church is not just a structure, an organization. It is an organism also. The church is a body. The church is growing. People are coming in. The church is not just the structure and the worship service, but it's all the people. And we want our students to fall in love with the people of the church. This is why we do intergenerational ministry. We try to get various age groups working together with our students. We want them to value those who are older and who have wisdom. We want them to value those who are parents. We want them to value those who are in college and those who are in high school. And, you know, if they're younger kids are looking up to high schoolers. So we want them to fall in love with the fact that God has called people of all ages into His one body. But we also want them to value the fact that everybody is different in the church. The Scriptures say that Christ has saved not just all kinds of age groups, but all kinds of ethnicities, every kindred, every tongue, every tribe, every nation, in that our children are part of that whole church in the world. All those people who are following Jesus, and some of them look very different from us. And they have cultures very different from us. And their language doesn't have the same letters that our language and alphabet have. Different languages. And they are part of all of that. Our students share in all of that. Because all of that is the body of Jesus. All of that is the organism of the church. And our students, you know, even in our own local church, they're all different. They're all gifted differently. I mean, some of our, you know, you've seen this. Some of the kids are just born leaders. They love to lead. Some of them are born artists. Man, they are so creative. Some of them are just naturally athletic. Some of them are just, they just love to get their hands dirty. They want to serve and work. Others of them want to think and figure it out. Some of them are, they're very empathetic, very sympathetic, and they feel deeply, and they want to help. All of those students are part of the body. And each of those students, made differently, have different gifts. And they're all using those gifts in the church. And it's not that every single giftedness of the church, not every single musician, not every single leader, not every single teacher, not every single administrator, not every single gift that God has given to His people, not every single gift becomes part of the organization of the church. Right? The church has an organization, and the church has officers, and the officers, the session, of course, they, in order to accomplish their mission, they bring in some of those gifts, but not every single gift every single person in the church who's with their particular gifts has to have a particular ministry in the organization of the church. But they do have a particular calling, and the church is an organism. And so they go out as administrators, and they go out as teachers, and we go out as artists, and we go out as businessmen, and we go out as educators, and we go out as politicians, and we go out as doctors, and we go out as lawyers, and we go out as small business owners. We go out as baristas. We go out as janitors. We go out. And all of that is the church as an organism working and interacting in the world and taking the gospel on their lips, and they've been changed and they're adorning Christ by their lives, and they're working hard, they're blessing their community. And so all of that is the church as an organism, and that is so important for our children and our students to know that where they are in life right now, they're 5 years old, they're 10 years old, they're 15 years old, that they are gifted by Christ to be part of the organism of Christ's body that is working in the world. They are blessing the world everywhere they go, and they are uniquely gifted. They have a set of gifts that nobody else has. They have a background that nobody else has. They have a personality that nobody else has, and Christ Jesus is using them in His church as an organism that's out in the world, and it's reaching people and blessing people all over the place. And we want our students to fall in love with that. It would be very easy for our students to think that, you know, the greatest activities going on in the world are taking place at Washington, D.C. The greatest things happening in the world are taking place in the Kremlin or Pyongyang. Or if you want to get local, you know, what's really important is what's happening in the governor's office. What's really important is what's happening through some of these other major events and people that we see taking place in the news. And for them to think, well, what Christ is doing in this world through a little child that's 10 years old, oh, that's not all that important. That's not true. Jesus Christ, our Savior, is at work in this world, and He's at work through, as He said, through even the least of these. Paul said that the church as a body has a head, it has arms, it has eyes, it has nose, it has a mouth, it has hands, it has feet, but it also has parts of the body that you don't see, like your kidneys. Nobody sees kidneys. And Paul says, those are very important body parts, even though no one sees them. And we want our children to know that they have a part in this body, this organism of the church. And everywhere they go, their unique gifts and their unique personalities are a blessing to the people around them, that they get to represent Jesus and His people everywhere they go. And so, teachers, you know, how do you do that? How do you help the students to fall in love with the fact that the church is all over the place? And I would say that highlighting how God is using you in your workplace, highlighting how God is using them, asking them for testimonies. But let me share with you here, but just by way of conclusion, I recently read a book called You Lost Me, and in that book, the author, David Kinnaman of the Barna Group, he's the president of the Barna Group, he said that a lot of students, and he's done a lot of polls and research, he says a lot of students in their 20s have left the church. They grew up in the church, but they left the church. And there's a number of reasons why, but one of the reasons why, he said, is that no one ever told them how their faith, their Christianity, them as Christians, was going to make any difference in the callings that they were pursuing, the vocations, the jobs that they were pursuing. They didn't see how being a Christian made any difference if I'm going to be a small business owner. It didn't make any difference if I'm going into law enforcement. It doesn't make any difference if I'm going to be a pediatric psychiatrist. It doesn't make any difference. Just Christianity, that's some other thing that I do on the weekends, but what I really do in my life is I'm busy being an HR representative at my company. And what I want you to do, what we all need to be doing, is helping our students see all the ways that God is using us. you know, if you know, talking to your students about how Christ in your life has made a difference with the way you do your job, with the way you do your parenting, with the way that your own repenting of sin has changed your own attitude and how that is carried over into the way you work, or how the fruit of the Spirit in you, love, joy, peace, which is given to you by Christ, how that has how that's made a difference in the way you treat other people at work. Or you know, if you if maybe the gospel has become a paradigm for the way you treat people as a manager. You're a leader of other people, and so you're willing to forgive them. You're willing to maybe find them another place if they're not able to do the job that they're able to do right here, and you do it graciously. They're not good at this job, so you graciously find a place for them over here, but you deal with them gently and peacefully because that's how Christ has dealt with you. And so I once read a report that was talking about, it was asking the question, you know, what are all the good qualities of a therapist, of a counselor, of a psychologist? And went on and said, a good therapist is loving. A good therapist has hope. A good therapist is peaceful. A good therapist is faithful to his or her clients. A good therapist is meek. And as I read through the article, this was many years ago, it just arrested my attention that, holy smokes, everything that makes a good therapist is the fruit of the Spirit. It's Christ in us. And that's true for every job. Christ in his people makes a difference. And Christ forgiving us cleanses our conscience, frees us from guilt. And when people are freed from guilt, man, they are so able to be blessings to other people. And so teachers, I share all that with you just because I want you to be sharing with your students. We all need to be sharing with our students how Christ has made a difference in us. And so when we go out into the world, our faith does matter as the organism of Christ, as we're all part of the organism of Christ in the world and in this age. I share that with your students so that they will begin thinking about how Christ in them, the gospel at work in them, actually does make a difference in their lives and in the way they do school and their places of employment and in their futures. Well, I'm done with this audio, teachers. Thank you so much for joining me here. And we're almost done. Hang in there. God bless.